Firstly, in this second paragraph of the Shema, it doesn't tell us about Ahavta Hashem Elokecha. Rather, it says, La'ahavas Hashem Elokechem la'avda b'chol levavchem. Rather than an independent mitzvah of loving Hashem that was outlined in the first paragraph of the Shema, which we spoke about in great length and in great depth. Here this is telling us how to do our mitzvahs. Our mitzvahs are meant to be done, performed, through love. La'avas Hashem Elokechem, to love Hashem your God and to serve Him. And this is the highest level of doing mitzvahs, the Rambam explains in Hilchos Teshuva, is doing mitzvahs out of love. We have a relationship with Hashem. We have an emotional connection with Hashem. We want to do what He says. We enjoy doing what He says. That's what we're trying to get to. But it goes further. And to serve Hashem with all your heart. And on this, the Gemara Maseches Tanis, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, asks, what is Avodah Shebalev? What is serving Hashem with all your hearts? Gemara answers, Havi Omer Tefillah. This is prayer. This is davening. And this is such a crucial point, especially as we are going through the Siddur. The halachic definition of prayer is avodah shebalev, serving Hashem with your heart. Which means two things. Number one, it's service. We know the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Al Shleisha Dvarim Ha'Elam Oimed, the world stands on three things, Al HaTorah, Al HaAvodah, Val Gemilas Chasadim. Avodah is primarily avodah HaKarbonos, but it's also avodah HaTfilah. That's how we serve Hashem. Not because He needs anything. An infinite being lacks nothing and needs nothing. But we do. We need to create within ourselves a sense of dependence, of awareness that everything we have in our lives totally depends on Hashem. We need to forge a connection with our source. The way that we do that is through tefillah. But it can't just be a case of reading the words or pitching up at shul. Stand up, sit down, say this, say that. Here's the point. The essential component part of tefillah midah oraisa is a shebalev, avodah shebalev. Meaning it has to be an emotional experience, a passionate experience. That can be challenging because so much of our tefillah is regulated, it's formulated. There's Hilchos Tefillah, there's the laws of davening, there's the Nusach HaTefillah, the set text of davening. We have Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv regimented. Chazal did that for good reason. They correspond to the Korbanos. They're there to provide us with a reality check three times a day. But let us never lose sight of the fact that min ha-Torah, tefillah is meant to be, avodah shebalev is meant to be a passionate, meaningful experience. A way of serving Hashem with our heart. A heartfelt, passionate experience. We have that three times a day, we'll be in a totally different place.